This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Blackmail Tale Part 3 by TX Tall Tales. Chapter 08. Sunday was a day of rest, luckily, and I could certainly use it. Abby was still in her penitent mode, and was talking to Krista more than ever. She was trying to get her to forgive Rich, and they talked on the phone for hours. That evening, we went to bed together, and she updated me a little on what was going on. "I think it's going to be okay," she told me, cuddled up against me. "How's that?" She said she was going to let him back in the bedroom, but she was done having sex with him for a while. She told me while her hand slowly stroked my limp cock. "How's that better?" I asked, enjoying the gentle action. She said if he was good, she'd let him go down on her, but that was it. "At least it's a start." She was a little harder to hear, as she moved down the bed, bringing her mouth in line with my hardening partner. "I guess that's good," I told her. She sucked me silently for a while, getting me fully hard, before climbing on top of me again. "We're okay, aren't we?" she asked me cautiously. "What do you think?" "I think we'll be fine. You know I don't want anyone but you," she told me as she rocked back and forth on my staff. "You know it was just a silly, stupid mistake." I just grunted my assent. "Close your eyes for me," she said a few moments later, and then crawled off. She returned with her sleeping mask. "Can I put this on you, please?" "Go ahead," I told her. She did, and then I felt her climb off the bed. From the doorway, her voice called out. "Alex, it's me, Krista, can I come in?" She put on a thick Texas drawl, and spoke in a higher pitch, doing a surprisingly good Krista impression. "Sure, Krista, I hope you'll excuse me for not getting dressed." She climbed into the bed beside me, and placed her head on my chest. "I can't get past what he did, how he made your slut wife suck him off. I just can't get past it." Her voice sounded sorrowful, but her hand was caressing my stomach, just an inch or two above my hard cock. "It was a bad thing," I told her, stroking her back. "Abby thinks that if I were to be with you, well, it would kind of even things out," she said softly. Her hand crept down and touched my cock softly, hesitantly. "What do you think?" "I don't really know. I guess it would be a good start," I told her, stroking her side, my fingers caressing the edge of her breast. What would you want to do with me?" she asked, her hand now more confident, stroking my hard cock, cupping the head, and playing with the slick pre-cum. "Everything," I told her. "Everything?" her voice cracked. "Everything. All the things you won't do with him. Now that would be a payback." I thrust my hand against her hand. "Oh God, I don't know." The words were drawn out in the Western twang that almost had me believing it was her. "And Abby would have to be here. I couldn't do it behind her back," I told her. "She's here now, watching from the door. It's so embarrassing. My cock is aching for your mouth, Krista," I told her, pushing her head down towards my waist. "Please, couldn't I start with something else?" she asked. Yet she scooted down the bed. "Just explore it. Lick it for me. Place it in your mouth. See what it feels like," I implored her. I felt her lick my cock tentatively, then again. Then she put the end of my cock in her mouth and sucked and licked it. It felt great, but weird. Here we were, my wife pretending to be her best friend, practicing her first blow job on me. On the other hand, I knew that Krista was far more experienced at this than anybody could imagine. What a tangled web. "Was that okay?" she asked innocently. "More than okay, just move your head up and down more, and take more of me in your mouth," I told her. She started quietly, easily, tentatively, and with some gentle guidance from me, was soon sucking me with wild abandon. She pulled her mouth off of me with an audible pop. "God, that makes me feel so sexy, it's getting me wet," she said in a quiet voice. "What enough for you to get on top of me?" I asked her. "I guess we can find out," she answered, and then she was straddling me. Damn, Krista, you're tight, you better go slow, I said, reaching out and holding her hips. It's too much. You're so big, I can't get all the way down, I'm sorry, she gasped, sitting up and fucking the top few inches of my cock. I want to, I really do, she moaned in frustration. I reached up and pulled her body down to mine, her head tucked into my shoulder. It's okay, we'll go slow, you'll get used to it. Okay, God, I don't think so, you're tearing me open, she moaned. I held her hips up and fucked her, slowly penetrating further and further. Slower, please, ow, it hurts. She sounded like she was almost crying. I can stop, I told her, stopping my movement. No, she cried out. Don't stop, just go slowly, please. I can feel your fat cock almost in my stomach, she told me. I started fucking her again, slowly, but in just a few minutes I had to pick up the pace and I was soon bottomed out in her. Oh. 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 She groaned at the end of each thrust. No more, I can't take any more, she cried. You have it all, I told her, then held her tight against my cock, completely buried in her. That's all of it. Oh God, I did it. I took the whole thing, she gasped. I felt her move cautiously up and down on my cock, then more aggressively. Fuck me, she said softly. Happily, I answered and fucked into her hard, pounding her, holding her hips just above mine and slamming up into her repeatedly. Oh, she cried out. Don't stop, you're going to make me come, don't stop, please. I wasn't planning on stopping but kept fucking away. It was work, I'd been doing it for several minutes, and I was enjoying the feel, but was getting a little tired. Then she slammed her hips down onto me, grinding, while she moaned. Alex, Alex, oh God, you made me come so hard, she said, her lips kissing me all over my chest and neck. I've never felt anything like it. I'm sorry, I told her. Sorry? Sorry that you'd never felt anything like that. I'd like to make you feel that time and time again. She moved to the side, and I heard the drawers on the side of the bed open. Then she was dripping lube on my turgid meat. That just leaves one last thing to do, she told me. Then she grabbed my hand and put the bottle of lube in it. I'm on my hands and knees, with my virgin ass waiting for you. Please be gentle. The blindfold was getting a little distracting, but I managed to sit up and reach out and find her ass raised up off the bed. You really have a sweet butt, I told her, dribbling a few drops of lube onto her butthole and fingering her. I gave it a couple of good squirts, getting a little messy, and used the excess to rub over my cock. Then I put the spongy head of my cock at her opening. You're going to do it now, aren't you? You're really going to fuck my ass, she said softly, with a ring of fear in her voice. Yes, Krista, I'm going to fuck that sweet little virgin ass of yours. At that, I gave a push and slid the head into her. Oh, stop! Stop! It's too big. It hurts, she cried. Just wait a moment and relax, you'll get used to it, I assured her, adding a couple of more drops of lube where I entered her. Then I pushed a little more, sinking a few more inches in. God, that's huge, she groaned. Are you all the way in? I laughed. I've barely started, my love. And then I stroked a few inches in and out, gaining just a little more ground. Please, is there much more? She asked, panting loudly. Just a bit. And then I pulled back and pushed hard, burying the full length of my cock inside her tight little butt. She screamed out, and then gasped. Christ, that hurts. People like this? She gasped. Just relax, you'll get used to it. You really will, I told her. Maybe Abby could help a little, licking you down there. It will make you feel better. Abby? What are you doing? Oh, Abby, I don't know. This is too much, too soon. Oh, 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 she cried out. I eased out and slid back in, hearing her groan. Again, and again I slowly fucked that ass, until the going was easy. I was so excited, I knew I couldn't last long, and I started fucking her hard. Oh God, she moaned. I can't believe how that feels, it's just so wild, she said. Don't stop, Abby, please don't, she said, her ass thrusting back against my strokes. I picked up the pace and quickly pounded her, knowing I'd already reached the point of no return. I'm going to come in your virgin ass, Krista. Tell me you want it. I do, oh God, I do. Pound my dirty little ass with the great big fat cock. Fuck me, fuck my ass, Alex, come in my ass, she moaned with feeling. It was enough. I grabbed her hips hard, sunk the full length of my cock into her one last time, and let my balls explode, splashing my cum deep inside her. "Oh, God!" she cried out. "Oh God, oh God, oh God, it's burning inside me. I can feel every drop deep inside me, oh." She screamed out in her orgasm, as I finished buried in that sweet virgin ass. Then she pulled herself off of me, turned and gave me a soft kiss. "Thank you, Alex. I'm glad it was you." Then she was gone. Abby pulled the mask off of me, then cleaned me up with a wet washcloth. "It looks like you enjoyed Krista," she said with a devious smile. "Maybe, just a little. That was really naughty, making me lick her," she said, easing me back on the bed. "Naughtier than fucking her ass in front of you?" I teased. "Oh, much naughtier. I thought you were going to make her lick me," she answered. "That would be round two," I told her with a grin. I can hardly wait," she said, cuddling up next to me, my cum leaking out of her ass. "Me either," I said softly, contemplating the idea with pleasure. Monday morning I had taken a mid-morning work break and was putting Krista through the same paces I'd pretended to the previous night. I told her how the entire scene had played out. We both got a little laugh out of it, and she went along, moaning how huge I was, and how it never fit. Like that was a problem. We both knew I fit her to perfection. I was riding her ass near the end of our play, when the phone rang. She picked it up, and did her best to carry on a conversation, while I plowed her rear. "Oh, hi, I was just thinking about you," she exclaimed, listening to the response on the other end. "No, nothing in particular. Where do you want to meet?" she asked, then added quickly. "Oh, nothing really, I just ran up the stairs and I'm a bit winded." Then she giggled. "I wish. Nope, just doing laundry. I really gotta go, but I'll be there at 12:30, see ya then." She hung up the phone and heaped on the grief. "You are so bad. Couldn't you have lightened up for just a second?" she asked as I tugged on her hips and continued plugging her butt, as I had for the entire conversation. "Nope," I answered. "That's too much willpower for any man, to stop fucking your sweet, tight butt in mid-stroke. That's about the naughtiest thing yet, talking to your wife, while you're fucking me in the ass," she gasped. "My wife?" I asked, slowing down the reaming. "Yeah, we're meeting for lunch in about an hour and a half," she laughed. "I hope you can leave me a nice deposit. I love the feeling of you slowly seeping out of me during the day. Especially seated in a nice restaurant chatting up your slut wife." I laughed out loud, and slowly picked up the pace again. "Let's see if I can't do something about that. I think if you're a good girl, I could leave a deposit in front and rear." I was actually pretty damn close to dropping that first deposit already. "You mean if I'm a bad girl, don't you?" she asked, wiggled her ass. "A very bad girl." I'd been laying in bed, the last few nights, well sated by my darling slut wife Abby's attempts to get back in my good graces. Even completely drained, I couldn't help but wonder how I could spend more time with Donna. Then it hit me. That's why Monday afternoon I was parked in front of Donna's, knocking on the door. I could see her blue Suburban parked in the driveway. Not to be confused with Krista's black Suburban. Or Misty's burgundy Suburban. It seemed every soccer mom / MILF in North Dallas drove a Suburban. She answered the door in a lightweight, white spaghetti strap top that hid little of her treasure chest. Her shorts looked like men's boxers, large and loose. She looked confused, just staring at me, stunned. "Invite me in?" I asked. She looked up and down the street, and hustled me in the door, closing it quickly behind me. "Damn it, Alex. You shouldn't be here. At the very least you could call." I looked at her a little amused. Then I reached for her, spun her around and pushed her up against the door. "Is this where you want me to give you a lesson on manners, you little bitch?" I pressed up hard against her ass, then reached down and grabbed her crotch hard. "No, please no, I'm sorry. You just surprised me," she gasped, almost in tears. "This was supposed to be a happy meeting, I had some great news for you. But now you've got me in a bad mood." "Why, Donna?" She cautiously slid out from against me, when I eased back. She turned and hugged me. "I'm sorry, please," she murmured, kissing all over my chest. "Let me make it up to you. I can make you happy, you know I can." Then she was rubbing at my crotch, feeling my response to her efforts. She escorted me to the family room. She stripped off her shirt, and then pulled my pants off. On her knees she did her best to adjust my mood, putting her heart and soul into the blowjob she was delivering. It was nice. And mood-altering. It didn't take her long to put a smile back on my face. I helped her off the floor, and held her in my arms, hugging her. "Isn't that a much nicer way to greet me?" I asked her, as I slid my hands inside her loose boxers, massaging her ass. "Much better," she agreed softly. I was just surprised and scared. "Forgive me?" "Not yet." I sat down in the middle of her couch. "Come here, and lay across my lap," I told her. She was obviously hesitant, but just as obviously didn't want to get in further trouble. She did as told, her cloth encased ass across my right thigh.
What are you going to do?"
she asked timorously. "You've been behaving like a spoiled little girl," I told her. "So I'm going to punish you like a spoiled little girl." I peeled her boxers down to her knees, and looked down at that marvelous round white ass, before I slapped her ass cheek, hard.
"Oh!"
she cried out, but she didn't have time to talk. I lit into her ass with a series of hard smacks, not slowing down, and not easing up. I alternated cheeks, working all over her rear, leaving no area untouched. Her ass was bright red and she was sobbing before I started to slow down.
"Please!"
she cried, when I took a short break. My hand was stinging, so I know her rear must be on fire.
"Are you going to respect me?"
I asked her, smacking her once more hard.
"Yes!"
she cried out, squirming in my lap. I reached between her legs, and rubbed her pussy gently, nudging her open.
"Do you really think you can remember to be good? Or do you deserve more?"
I asked.
"I can be good, I promise,"
she begged. I smacked her ass four more times, now catching her thighs a little.
"Liar! You've promised that over and over."
I paused again, rubbing her steaming, dripping twat.
"Can you remember to be good? Or do you deserve more?"
I asked her again.
"Please,"
she whined.
I promise to be good."
I beat her ass several more times. I was a little concerned she'd bruise, but let her worry about that.
"You're lying, you know your mouth off."
This time I stopped and caressed that poor abused butt. Her cheeks were flaming red and felt just as hot. She was openly crying now.
"I know. I'm bad. I can learn to be good. Please,"
she gasped sniffling, while I continued to gently rub her rear.
"Be patient with me, please. I know I deserve it, I deserve more. Give me a chance, I'll try. I'll learn."
I pulled my hand away from her butt, and I felt her tense up.
"You do deserve more. How many more do you think?"
I asked her.
"However many you decide,"
she said softly.
"Do you think that this act will make me spank you any less?"
I asked her.
"No. Probably more. No more than I deserve,"
she cried.
20 more,"
I told her coldly.
"Count them off."
She was sobbing before I touched her. Smack.
1,
she gasped. Smack 2, I could barely hear her.
"If I don't hear you, I'll start over,"
told her. Smack.
3,
she cried out loudly. After 5, I stopped and told her to get up. She did obediently, head down. I lead her over to the end of the couch and bent her over the arm. She looked over her shoulder at me, her face a red blotchy mess, her eyes swollen, her nose running. She started to speak, and then turned and braced herself. I smiled. Gently rubbing her black and blue butt, I spoke.
"That was good. You were going to say something, weren't you?"
"Yes,"
she said softly, her sobbing slowing.
"You were concerned with what I was going to do now, weren't you?"
"Yes,"
she allowed.
"You were right to worry. From here I can really get my strength behind your beating. I could take off my belt and blister you."
She shivered just at the thought of it.
"Whatever you think I need, in order to learn,"
she answered softly, almost confidently. I moved closer, and let my painfully hard erection rub against her. She gasped, and spread her legs wider, pushing back, presenting herself to me. The height of the armrest was almost perfect. I placed the head of my cock between her soaked lips. And then I pushed.
6,
I told her. Her sobbing became an almost hysterical giggle of relief. 6, she repeated. I pulled back and gave her another, this time rubbing my thumb over her exposed asshole.
7,
she said. I pulled out of her, and bent over to lick her ass, tonguing her whole, then opening her a little. I stood back up and smacked her on the ass hard. She jumped and cried out.
8.
She looked over her shoulder at me in fear, and I watched the look change to one of resolution.
"Yes,"
I reminded her.
"Just because I'm kind for a moment, or just because I enjoy your treasures, don't think for a second I want to punish you for any transgression.
I understand, Emma Master, she said hesitantly.
I don't think you should call me Master.
I told her, lining up my cock again for another shot at that tight pussy.
I think I should, it helps me remember Master, she told me.
Remember what? I asked, sliding my cock into her firmly, and giving her red ass an easy little reminder smack at the same time.
Nine, she moaned. Remember that you are my master, and that I must be good and obey, at least for 1 year, she said softly.
Master has a deeper meaning than that.
Complete servitude, ownership, I tried to explain. If you want to have a term of respect for me, you can just call me sir.
Buried in her tight twat, once again I played with her butthole, while she squirmed underneath me. The next stroke of her pussy, I matched with a finger deep penetration of her ass.
10, she said firmly. I wiggled my finger around, stretching her, then gave her another double stroke, cock and finger.
11, she said, starting softly, then realizing her error, speaking up at the end.
12,
she said, as she took the full length of my cock, and two fingers in her ass.
13 then.
14. And her ass and legs were trembling. I reached for her hips and pulled her backward a bit, tilting her hips lower, making her ass more accessible. Then I stopped a second, realizing I might be pushing this a bit too far.
Have you ever had anal sex?
I asked her.
No,
she answered hesitantly.
I pondered. As tempting as that little brown eye is, this isn't the way to break you in.
I slipped my cock back inside her, and smacked her ass again, not too hard, but hard enough to feel it.
15, she sighed. Thank you, sir. Although this is not the time, 16. I think we should start training your ass, 17.
So when I do take it.
18.
You'll be ready.
19.
Yes, sir. I looked at it, and pressed my thumb against it again. I slipped in easily, and knew that it wouldn't be too much trouble.
20,
she said, then allowed her whole body to collapse over the sofa arm. I pulled my cock out, feeling a little sorry for her. Her ass would hurt for days. I rubbed her reddened butt cheeks gently, then kissed them. I heard her breathy whisper.
Please!
Don't stop. I stood back and looked at her, totally submissive, asking me to fuck her. She was waiting patiently, hopefully, her ass up and exposed. I moved behind her, and played with her pussy for a moment, luxuriating in her moistness.
Why don't you want me to stop?
I asked her.
I want to come, she said, embarrassed by her own need. Do you think your behavior deserves the reward of being allowed to come?
I asked her, giving her ass another light smack.
I know I don't deserve it, she said, pleading. But I need it.
I pressed my cock against her exposed pussy once more, and slowly edged it in. She felt good, taking me, and I enjoyed slowly working my way back into her hot little twat.
What time will your husband be home?
I asked her, once I'd settled down to a rhythm.
Almost never before 7 o'clock.
She let me know.
And he always calls at least a half hour before, so he won't have to wait for dinner.
Good. I looked at my watch and saw it was only about 4:30.
But Courtney, next door, likes to come over for a smoke most days right after she gets off work, around 5:30. She usually just lets herself in.
Donna warned me.
Okay, I'll take that into consideration.
I was enjoying the fuck, but needed a change of pace. I pulled her up off the couch and escorted her back to her bedroom. She walked along docilely. I stood beside the bed.
Suck me,
I told her. She dropped to her knees, and started sucking immediately. She took me as deep as she could, gagging, and pistoned her head up and down on my cock. It was a nice effort.
Now that's a good girl,
I told her, stroking the back of her hair. I tilted her head back, so I could look at her eyes while she blew me.
Don't stop,
I told her, as she eased her face back and forth on my cock.
That's very good.
I held her chin still, and slowly backed up, extricating myself from her mouth. Then I pulled a couple of pillows out from under the cover. I placed them towards the middle of the bed.
Lay across these, I told her.
She understood, and stretched out face down, with the pillows under her hips. I opened her legs, and crawled between them. Gently, I opened her up, and licked her. My tongue traced her lips, and around her heavily swollen clit. I used my fingers to open her a bit, and licked deep inside her. I lapped away at her open pussy, before sucking on her exposed clit, gently. Then I used my fingers on her, first one and two, and once I had three fingers working in and out of her, I started paying attention to her virgin hole. I wanted her to come for me. A big, no, huge orgasm. I had both hands working on her, one rubbing at her tender clit, while the other filled her pussy repeatedly, with three curving fingers searching out her G-spot. My tongue penetrated her ass, over and over, as she slowly loosened the outer ring. It was reaching deeper inside her, while her moans and groans grew. "You're making me come," she gasped. I stopped abruptly, and she cried out in frustration. "No, your orgasm is a gift," I explained, slowly starting in again, but quickly bringing her back to that edge. "Please let me come," she asked me. "I'm so close." I slowed down, no longer rubbing her clit or tonguing her ass, but still giving her the three-finger fuck. "You'll come when I tell you," I told her. "Yes, sir," she gasped. Back to her sweet pussy, I switched around, still rubbing her clit, but sucking and licking her pussy, while my middle finger invaded her ass. Within moments her body was shaking. "Please, please," she gasped, pushing back against me. I pinched her clit, shaking it, while I slipped a second soaking finger into her butt. "You can come," I told her, once more mouthing her pussy. She exploded against me, her legs clamping against me, under one arm and over the other. She twisted away from the hand on her clit, shuddering, pulling me with her as she rolled onto her side, forcing her tangy twat against my adoring mouth. After several long seconds in which I was afraid she might snap my neck, her legs slowly loosened. Then she rolled to her back cautiously. "Oh. My. God," she gasped, staring at me with wide eyes. I thought my head was going to explode. I smiled and climbed fully onto the bed, my jaw very sore, but I'm sure not as sore as her ass was. She reached beside the bed and pulled out several tissues, which she wiped my face with. Then she was straddling me, raising herself over my cock. She halted just before taking me. "May I?" "Yes," I told her. "Good girls are rewarded and you've been very good." She rode me easily back and forth, and I just sat there and enjoyed the sensation, occasionally reaching up to play with her delightful breasts. Her nipples were very hard. "Your nipples react easily, don't they?" I asked her. She blushed. "Too much. Sometimes when I go out I put band-aids over them so they won't stick out too much if we go someplace cold, like a movie theater or restaurant." "That's a shame. They are so pretty. So perfect for you." I squeezed them firmly, rolling them between my fingers, stretching them out. Her fucking was delightful, and I'd been hard for a very long time. I was getting close. I let go of her breasts and leaned back, closing my eyes. "Are you going to come for me?" she asked anxiously. "Soon," I assured her. "Will you come in me?" she asked, raising up and pounding her pussy up and down on my straining staff. "Yes," I groaned, grabbing her thighs and pounding out my orgasm into her. As I finished, slowly softening, she rolled to my side and cuddled in close. She placed her head on my chest. Little kiss from her lips fluttered across my skin. I held her close under my arm, then reached across the bed and pulled the bedspread over her so she wouldn't chill. While she laid there, content, I remembered why I'd come there in the first place. Let me tell you about this idea I had. Chapter 09. I got out of there in plenty of time, and headed directly to the gym. I had missed my morning workout, and although I'd had a bit of one already, it didn't really count. It was after 7 o'clock when I finally got home. Most of my weekdays were pretty much the same. Get up early, hit the gym. Quick shower there, and if the day looked open enough, stop over at Krista's for at least a quick blow job, more if my morning was open. Then the pursuit of the mighty dollar prevailed, and I hit that hard, until around 4 o'clock. Most people would think me pretty lucky. I could cover 95% of my work effort between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and still have lunch. After 4 o'clock, I was basically on call for my customers and to deal with West Coast business issues, until around 7 o'clock. 2 or 3 days a week, this would take up another couple of hours of my time. The early evening, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., was family quality time. Doing some chores around the house, working with my daughter on her homework or piano practice. Maybe going outside and practicing volleyball. We tried to eat dinner together as a family, and 3 nights out of the week, we'd watch 1 or 2 TV shows together. After 9 p.m., I'd put my daughter to bed and spend a couple of hours on my other job, making money on the internet, which in the last 4 years had gone from making a couple of $100 a month
to almost matching my salary from my real job. I would sneak in a few minutes throughout the day, checking site performance, comparing ad results, slowly optimizing sites that would generate cash as fully automated as possible. Once it was polished, I'd do it again. Complete sites only needed a few minutes review a week. I had over 20 of them by now, each the results of several months' work. Two had been home runs, and generated more than the others combined. It was a numbers game. We didn't need for Abby to work, but we were paying down all our bills and socking away the cash for a rainy day. If things kept up the way they were going, we'd be able to burn our mortgage in about 6 more months. We'd be totally debt-free. It worked out pretty well, but the biggest drawback was that there wasn't that much time for just Abby and me. We mostly lived for our daughter, and the rest of the time went our separate ways. During the day we had our different jobs. Then it was family time. After that I went to my office, trying to make a buck, while she watched TV and spent the next 3 or 4 hours on the phone with all of her friends. After 10 years together, it had gotten us in a bit of a rut, and was partially responsible for where I was today. Our sex life slowly ebbed away, until we were lucky to do it 2 to 3 times a month. It was always plain vanilla. But I still had this enormous sex drive, which I buried in fantasy. I didn't spend a lot of time on porn. I was familiar with addictions and didn't need one in my life. But I fantasized about the women around me all the time. There were pretty women everywhere, down at the elementary school, at the gym, at the office, at the grocery store, everywhere I looked. A few years back I returned from a 6-week assignment in China. Sitting in the airport, I looked around and said to myself, "God, Americans are fat." In China, the fat person was rare, here it was the majority. On average, most of us just don't look that good, and are carrying 30 to 100 pounds of excess fat, or more. I had just lost almost 15 pounds in China from eating things I probably shouldn't have, and I swore I'd never put those pounds on again. In the Dallas suburbs, however, I found an oasis of beauty and fitness. Not everyone, mind you, but a far greater percentage than most places. Well, excluding Phoenix, Vegas, San Diego, and maybe LA, Abby's friends bucked the trend even more. Of the dozen or so women she networked with on a daily level, all but 3 were really nice to look at. And her 3 closest friends, Krista, Donna, and Misty, were all complete MILFs. They'd pop in and out frequently, and I'd just have to look and revise my fantasies each night. So as I was saying, it was after 7 p.m. when I got home, and was told to fend for myself for dinner if I wasn't going to call. It wasn't as bad as that. Abby had wrapped up my dinner and I reheated it, then sat down on the couch beside my daughter and listened to her chat about her day. We watched a show together, and I cleaned up in the kitchen. Abby was MIA, probably in the backyard chatting on the phone, where she could have a little privacy from the ears of a 10-year-old, and the sound of her chattering, and the volume of the TV wouldn't be an issue. Most evenings she would milk a scotch and soda, or a tall glass of wine, while she got caught up on the latest. A couple of times a week, Courtney, our neighbor immediately next door, would hang out, usually when it was later, maybe after 9 o'clock. I wandered out back to check on her, and found a gaggle of girls, giggling away. Abby was there, but she'd been joined by Misty, Krista, and Courtney. "Now this looks like trouble," I announced with a grin. "I don't think I want to know what this gang is up to. We're just waiting until the kids go to bed, so we can get naked in your hot tub again," Misty teased. "Misty!" Abby exclaimed. "God, don't even joke about it. Do you have any idea how much trouble that caused?" I started to blush, and looked over to Krista to see what was going on. She seemed to be getting bright red. "After checking out y'all's goodies, I think I walked bow-legged for 2 weeks. Hell, probably longer," she laughed. "Hey, what am I thinking? That sounds like a great idea. Can I invite John over?" Courtney laughed. "He could really use the inspiration." "Okay, I'm leaving now," I told them, turning away. "I don't think I want to hear any more. Why don't you come back in an hour or so," Misty told me, "and bring us another of those big bottles of wine you keep under the counter." Shaking my head, I went back inside. I took my daughter upstairs and put her to bed, telling her she could read for 20 minutes, then it was lights out. I headed to my office, and worked on writing up all the details of the new plan I wanted to implement with Krista and Donna. It was more complicated than I thought, but I struggled with it for about an hour. I couldn't help thinking about what Misty had said, and wondered if it really was possible for lightning to strike twice. I headed downstairs, checking on the little one for a moment, and got one of the magnums of wine out, as well as a bottle opener. I didn't open it yet, since it would probably be wasted if I did. Walking to the back, I could see their heads sticking up out of the hot tub.
"It's about fucking time," Misty told me, holding her glass up for a refill.
The action brought her left tit right up to the waterline, setting off my fantasies immediately. It was clear she was at least topless. Looking at the stacks of clothing on the table, several topped with panties and bra, I suspected they were all au naturel. Courtney was partially hiding behind Abby.
"I think that's close enough, Alex," she told me.
Krista laughed.
"Oh, he's been in here with us before, it's innocent enough, just a little eye candy."
"Yeah, baby,"
Misty laughed, standing up in the hot tub and shaking her upper body.
"Show us what you got, Alex.
You are about to be cut off, wild thing,"
I warned her. She sat down sulkily.
"Party pooper. John would kill me if he knew we were skinny dipping. First, for being naked here. Second, for letting Alex see me, and third, for him missing out on seeing all of you,"
Courtney lamented.
"Hell, he's been in bed for an hour. What he don't know won't hurt him. Besides, we'll never tell,"
Abby teased.
"Yeah, it's not like we're taking pictures or anything,"
Krista added, with a wink to me.
"Stop just standing there, already, and fill our glasses, Alex. We're building up a thirst here,"
Misty reminded me. I opened the bottle and refilled all their glasses.
"Are you going to join us, dear?"
Abby asked me with a mischievous smile.
"I don't think Courtney is really ready for that,"
I told her.
"Court!"
Krista exclaimed, and Misty chimed in.
"Come on, Courtney. I guess if you guys don't mind,"
she said. With her approval, I set the bottle of wine down beside the spa and stripped down to my boxers, leaving them on momentarily for the sake of Courtney. I then got in the pool and removed the wet boxers, tossing them to the side. I sat between the Misty and my wife. They asked me how the work was coming, and I told them a little about meeting a friend at the gym. I was halfway through my story and was enjoying the feeling of my wife's hand on my cock, which was thoroughly hard. Then I felt Misty's hand on my other thigh, sliding up and cupping my balls, before grasping at my cock. Abby leaned across and whispered to her,
"Misty! Be good!"
I think that was the last straw for our neighbor. She blushed mightily, then finished her drink with a gulp.
"I think I'd better go, in case John wakes up."
John wasn't likely to wake up. She was just beating a retreat. But I'll give her credit, she was willing to test the waters. I didn't have the grace to look away as she got out. I even turned to watch her as she walked to the table and dried off. She watched me watch her, and I expected her to object, but I think she was enjoying the attention. She was surrounded by naked, beautiful women, but all my attention was on her. She wasn't shy now. She dried herself thoroughly as I watched, letting me see her naked body. She had a nice figure, a little pear-like with wider hips and a narrow torso. She had smallish breasts, especially compared to the girls in the spa. She even turned to dry her hair and then pull on her panties, giving me a great view of her ass. I felt Misty scoot up behind me and look over my shoulder. The feeling of her hard nipples poking in my back made my cock ache.
"Pretty nice, you wondering what it would be like to tap that?"
Misty asked.
"Misty, behave,"
Krista warned her friend.
"What?"
she asked, but not before giving me a kiss on the neck and caressing my ass, with the hand hidden from everyone else's view. Courtney came back to us for a second before leaving.
"Stand up," she told me. "Fair's fair."
I laughed. "Turn your head, girls, if you're easily offended." Then I did as she asked, and stood on the seating ledge out of the water from my shins up. I was as hard as I get, my erection sticking up at a 45-degree angle.
"Damn. I see why she's bow-legged,"
Courtney said with a grin. Then she turned and left.
"Y'all are just a bit too wild for me,"
she told us.
"I doubt that,"
Abby told her. Then she directed her words to me.
"Get back in the water, show off."
I did, and she got quiet for a second. We all did. It was quiet outside, and remarkably peaceful. The backyard was very private, and we could hear when Courtney's garage door opened, then closed to let her in the back way. Abby seemed to have a plan. She got up and took Misty by the hand. She stood her in front of me, just a little to one side, exposed from the waist up. Then she led Krista in front of me, also standing, to the other side. She slid behind them and urged them forward, so their legs were brushing against mine, and those delightful orbs I fantasized about were easily in reach.
"So what do you think?"
she asked me.
"Would this make us even?"
"Even?"
I asked, dumbfounded. I owe you too. Misty has heard the story, or at least most of it. Krista, of course, knows it intimately. I know you want them, and have for a long time. Hell, you've been saying Krista's name in your sleep for a while. They're gorgeous. So I'm thinking we can play a little tonight, and then we'll work out a way for you to give each of them your full attention for a while. Misty leaned in and put a knee next to me. Her legs straddled my left leg. She leaned forward so her breast was only an inch away from my face. Say yes, stupid. I looked at Krista and she smiled and took up a similar position. You heard the girl. Yes, stupid. I said with big shit-eating grin, and enjoyed the feeling of having my face buried in two different boobs. Misty was the quicker, so it was her nipple I was nibbling. Here's the rules, Abby said so we could all hear them, once the girls pulled away enough for me to breathe. I was enjoying holding both of my new toys' asses. Anything goes, as far as I'm concerned, as long as at least some part of your body is in the spa. The girls may have their own limits. Once we leave, it's over for now. What happens in the spa stays in the spa. Promise? She asked. The answering chorus affirmed that wildness was about to happen. Misty, Abby said, directing her attention to the undeniably wildest of this wild bunch. Krista and I are going to go over there and give you 15 minutes. You won't have privacy, but we won't interfere. The only rule is you can't make him come, Abby said. Then she and Krista took their glasses and sat at the nearby table. They turned their chairs so they could have a clear view. I'm yours, Cal, but what do you want to do? Misty asked me with a smile. I know you've already got this planned out in your mind. How many thousands of times have you fucked me already in your dreams? Too many to tell, I told her, taking her in my arms and kissing her deeply. She settled into my lap and we made out like teenagers while I played with her tits and pussy, and she stroked my cock. She regaled me with fantasies of her own, and the ways her body could be put to use. Time was a-wasting. Will you suck me? I asked her. Right to the root. I'll make your toes curl, she told me eagerly. She was good to her word. She had me sit on the edge of the hot tub, legs splayed wide, and she went down on me like a pro. Someone had taught her tricks I had never even imagined. She could deep-throat me with ease, pressing her nose right against my pubes. After a couple of minutes of curling my toes, she pulled away. Adequate? She asked. Mind-blowing, I honestly told her. Good, but I don't want you to come yet. What else can I do for you? Can I return the favor? I asked her. Alex, anything you want to do to me, that you're willing to do in front of those two, is all right by me. No opening off limits, no permission required, she said with a smile, taking a seat on the edge of the spa and opening wide. Just before my mouth made contact, we got a time check. 8 minutes left. I nuzzled her pretty little slice. She had a light bikini shave, with no hair below her clit hood. I opened her and licked her, tasting and teasing for just a couple of minutes. Then I pulled away. I'd love to do more, but I have to fuck you, I told her. How? She asked. I lifted her bodily, placed her on my cock. Her arms were around my neck and my arms were under her legs, holding her weight up. Misty was the smallest of all the girls, only about 5 foot even and well under 100 pounds. It was like tossing around a rag doll. She always looked off balance, with such huge tits, on such a petite woman. It took a few seconds, but I finally found the hole and she settled down onto my shaft. Once I had her full, and I took her word at that, I settled into the water, holding her in my lap. It's gonna be hard to give me a thorough fucking like this, she teased, then kissed me deeply. I just wanted to be inside of you. I just wanted to feel what it was like, I told her. So do I pass your test? She asked, giving her crotch a good grind against mine. Wait. Before you answer. She lifted her breasts to my face, feeding me both her hard nipples. The breasts might be enhanced, but the sentiments behind them were genuine. Magna cum laude, I told her, lifting her up and down on my cock just a bit. I was in heaven. She leaned in and whispered. I've dreamed about this too. If you want, it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. Her words were almost enough to have me come. Time, Abby announced, and a reluctant Misty left me, while an eager Krista approached the pool. That's a hard challenge to beat, she said, dropping her towel at the edge, climbing into my lap and kissing me. She leaned in close, whispering. They still think I don't do anything but straight sex. No sucking and definitely no ass play, she warned me. I spent several minutes enjoying her body, which even after the hearty use I had of it lately, turned me on immensely. Her natural tits still trumped Misty's artificial but larger fun bags. I spread out her towel, laid her down on the side of the spa, with just one foot and one hand still in the water. Then I explored every inch of her body. I feasted on her breasts, and between her legs, but made sure to spread my attention all over. Afterwards I laid down myself, and asked her to do the same. She went through the motions, but when she neared my cock stroking me for the fans, they urged her on.
"Come on, Krista, lick it, it won't bite," Misty shouted. "Just give him a taste,"
Abby encouraged, after shushing Misty. Krista let them talk her into it, and finally gave me a couple of licks, then took me in her mouth. She made a big deal out of it, barely holding me there while she stroked me, but the others cheered her for the effort. They were being a little quieter now, not wanting to alert the neighbors to everything we were doing. I noticed their chairs, which were originally about 10 feet away, had approached to about half that distance. They were getting quite a show. I stood with 3 minutes left, and laid her back down on the edge. I had her place one hand in the water, then I bent her legs back almost to her chest, and I entered her. My back was to Abby and Krista, and they must have had a pretty good view of me fucking their best friend. I kept one foot in the pool and awkwardly had my other foot beside her. I was able to go deep, and she moaned magnificently for the audience.
"Oh my God, he's so fucking big," she gasped.
I turned and the other two girls were beside us.
"I didn't think you'd go quite this far, this fast,"
Abby confessed, looking a little nervous. I laughed, almost popping out of the pussy I was porking.
"You tell me I can have 15 minutes to do anything I want, short of coming, with two walking erotic fantasies, and you're surprised I'm screwing them? Do you want me to stop?"
I asked her, wondering if it had gone past her comfort level.
"Don't stop," Abby told me. "Fuck the little tease until she comes."
With a knowing smile, I fucked away at her, using every inch of my long, fat cock to stretch her out, while Abby got a little revenge. She squeezed Krista's tits, pulling on her nipples, tugging away.
"Who's the slut now, Krista?" she asked.
"I am, I'm his slut," she gasped while I fucked her with long hard strokes.
Then Abby bent down and sucked on Krista's nipple.
"Oh,"
Krista moaned.
"Tell me you're a slut for his big cock,"
Krista urged her, still teasing those big sensitive titties.
"I'm a slut for his cock, his big fat tasty cock," she moaned.
Krista reached behind her and pushed me away, holding me just out of reach. She reached her hand around the head of my clock, squeezing it, stopping me from sliding back into our pretty little blonde friend.
"Beg for it, you dirty little slut. Beg me for my husband's thick cock. Beg me to let him fuck you,"
Krista growled.
"Oh God, please, Krista,"
she moaned in frustration.
"Say it or I'll let Misty have him,"
Krista warned.
"Please, please let him fuck me. Make him stick that hard dick way up inside me again, please, I'm begging,"
Krista begged her, convincingly. Krista seemed happy enough with that, and she slid her hand up my shaft and pulled my cock back into Krista's eager slit. As soon as she let go, I was at it again, fucking her, slowly picking up the pace. Misty was behind me.
"I'm so jealous," she told me. "That should be me."
She was stroking my ass and rubbing my cock.
"Bend her legs forward some more and get more up on her," she told me. "I'm going to diddle her ass."
I did as she asked, and heard the immediate response.
"No,"
she moaned.
"Misty, just enjoy it, slut,"
Misty teased. All the attention put Krista over the top quickly. Not only was I fucking her hard, and Abby was nibbling her chest, but Misty was finger-fucking her tight little butt. On top of that, both Abby and Misty were trying to wiggle their hands in and work over Krista's clit at the same time. She came like fireworks, and I quickly pulled out.
"I have to stop or I'll come," I explained, panting. "Come in the tart, your next one can be for Misty. You'll last longer on that one anyway,"
Abby told me. Misty had wasted no time, and as soon as I had pulled out, she was sliding around me and had already laid claim to my suddenly exposed member with her infinitely talented mouth, keeping me right on that edge. It was with regret that I pushed her away and settled back into Krista. Not that I didn't want to fuck Krista, mind you, but the first time in anyone is kind of special, and I wanted to see Misty swallow my seed. Nonetheless, I re-entered my dear sex slave Krista, and fucked her to another series of climaxes, until Krista had to cover the girl's mouth with her hand, to stop her from screaming.
"Use your mouth,"
I told my wife, who looked at me in shock, then obediently did, kissing Krista deeply,
as I came deep inside her. The willingness that Misty and Abby showed for playing with Krista's body was at least as exciting as the whole scene of having beautiful naked women available for me. I stood there in awe, my hips thrusting, squeezing out every bit of cum into the pretty, pliable Krista. When I left Krista gasping, trembling from her multiple orgasms, I looked to retreat to the spa for a second and get my breath. I slid into the water, breathing heavy.
"You're not done already, are you?"
Misty asked.
"No, just recovering a bit,"
I told her, pulling her close and hugging her, tasting those huge distracting tits again. The truth was, I was feeling drained. It had been a very busy day. But I surely didn't want this wonderful opportunity to end yet.
"Oh, I think I can help with that."
Then she was dragging me back to the side of the spa, and doing her best to swallow my cock whole. Abby was soon helping her, and I got to watch my darling wife and her sexy diminutive friend deliver a memorable dual blowjob. Krista slowly recovered and came to me. She kissed me deeply.
"God, I can't believe what we just did,"
she said.
"And you two are the worst. You just couldn't let things be,"
she grouched at her friends.
"You know you liked it,"
Misty teased, while letting Abby have sole control over my newly rising erection.
"At least I'm not the only slut for his cock,"
Krista teased back.
"Oh, I admit it,"
Misty answered, taking my cock in her hand and poising her mouth over it.
"I'd be a willing slave to such a—"
She swallowed me to the root and pulled off quickly.
"Hard,"
she took me again, all the way.
"Thick,"
and again, long, again, juicy.
"Cock."
Krista slipped into the spa, leaving Misty in the middle, and now I had three faces fighting over my pole.
"Next time he's fucking you, I'm going to find something big and long to stick up your butt,"
Krista threatened. Misty laughed.
"I guess we all know that wouldn't be rich."
"Oh,
you bitch,"
Krista snapped, and she reached out from behind Misty and grabbed both her tits, squeezing the nipples hard. Misty gasped, then blinked hard.
"God, Krista, you're getting me wet."
Krista pulled her hands off, almost in shock. Then Misty turned around to face her, took Krista's hand in her own, and placed them back on her tits.
"Squeeze them, slut,"
she told her best friend. Krista looked on her friend, and then squeezed. Misty moaned for her. Krista grabbed the hard little nubs between her fingers and pulled hard, and Misty moaned louder. My cock was hard enough to drive nails when Krista leaned over, her mouth just beyond the nipple while her hand squeezed the whole breast.
"Beg me for it, slut,"
Krista told her, with no sound of humor in her voice.
"God, just do it, Krista,"
Misty said.
"Beg me, you little cock slut, you dirty little whore,"
Krista said, flicking her tongue out and connecting for just a second with the swelling nipple.
"Ah, suck them,"
Misty groaned out and pulled Krista's face against her breast. Krista seemed to swallow half of Misty's huge tit, her mouth wide. It looked so wild, but I wanted to play. I convinced Krista to relinquish her hold for a moment, and then I stood Misty up on the seat ledge, her body completely exposed. I moved behind her, bent her over at the waist, and entered her again. Sinking myself to the root in her warmth, I looked her over from behind. Misty was cute as a button, but her butt was her weakest feature. She had almost no curves there, unlike the three other women I'd been plowing lately. She was so thin, and so small, that if not for the huge tits glued to her front, she'd have passed for a middle schooler, even though I knew she was somewhere in her early 30s. Holding her firmly by the waist, keeping my crotch pressed up into hers, I lowered us both back into the water, nuts deep in the little hellion. I leaned back while she faced away from me, my ass on the edge of the seat, my neck against the spa side. She settled in, with a nice wiggle. Abby and Krista let me work my machinations in peace. When I reached around Misty and pulled her back against me, squeezing those full mounds, and told them to make her come on my cock, they attacked the vixen with a vengeance. They worked over her breasts, far rougher than I would have been able to. They had their hands between her legs and I could feel them rubbing her and playing with her. Stray fingers squeezed past my cock into her tightly filled pussy. They took turns feeding their breasts to her, and then Abby stood over her, straddling her body, and lowered her twat to Misty's mouth, putting an end to the stream of moans and profanity that had been escaping her. It was so far beyond anything I'd expected as was surreal. Krista was still being bad. I could feel her hands down where I was buried in the tiny Misty. She was wedging two fingers into Misty's already thoroughly filled pussy, her fingers rubbing against the head of my cock, inside of Misty. It was unbelievable. It was a long time that Abby stood there, putting Misty's naughty mouth to good use. I watched Abby tremble, and then she stepped away, telling Krista, "Your turn, come all over the little cock whore's face."
Krista had left any role of inexperienced little church mouse far behind. She took Abby's place, and pulled Misty's face into her bare twat.
"Lick it, bitch," she groaned, and from all of 3 or 4 inches away, I watched the horny little Misty suckle at Krista's dripping pussy like a newborn baby eager for a meal.
Abby's hands joined mine, teasing and toying with Misty's tits. She was much more active, and seemed to be able to elicit moans on demand from the target of our passion play. I don't know how many times Misty came on my cock, more than I would have thought possible. I whispered to her constantly, how good she felt, how she was built to take cock. How her mouth was a wonder for all the sexes. My hands never stopped touching her all over, playing with her, enjoying her. I wasn't able to get much leverage fucking her, so I just had to sit completely sheathed, while she worked her muscles on me, and I tried to do the same, flexing hard, forcing my cock to swell within her, working the PC muscle to get just a little more action in. Each of her orgasms worked a wonder of its own, the tightening, clenching of her tight twat around my rod, the spasming, not only felt incredible, but the knowledge of why it felt so good was just wonderful. When the girls finally left Misty alone, she was all but used up. She lay collapsed against me. I picked up her buoyant body, and slowly fucked myself with her. I'd lift her up, and then pull her down, hard, while thrusting upward. The water was making things a little difficult, but I was still enjoying it immensely. I desperately wanted to come in her, but it wasn't going to happen in that position. I finally stood her up, leaned her over the edge of the spa, hanging out over the pool, and entered her from behind again. Now I had a good position and leverage, and I was able to fuck her thoroughly, before finally reaching the release I'd looked for. The ornery girls, Abby and Krista, were just sitting back in the spa, watching Misty get hers. I'm not sure why they enjoyed taunting Misty so much, but they were absolutely merciless. When I finished with her, she just remained there, leaning over the edge, her swollen, cum-filled and much-used pussy like a bullseye. Abby and Krista sat side by side, and I realized they had their hands in each other's laps, just playing away. I had thought my wife was some kind of boring lover, and now I found she might be even more of a freak than me. Abby was against the wall, so I sat next to Krista, reaching out and playing with the breast just for fun.
God, I wish I didn't have to go home,
Krista bemoaned. Misty showed the first sign of life.
Shit, no kidding,
she sighed, slowly rolling over and stretching out on the side of the spa, arms and legs akimbo.
I don't ever remember feeling anything like that,
she said.
Man, I feel like a used-up porn star. My jaws ache, my tongue is raw, and my pussy feels like I've had a baseball bat shoved up me for a few hours. My nipples are so sensitive I'm afraid to even put on a shirt.
Abby got up and stood beside her.
Listen, Misty, I don't want you fucking him behind my back. We'll work out something for one of these days I'm off, and give him his second play date, like I said. But only when I say, okay?
She was gently caressing Misty's body, and her hand slowly traveled up and around her tit. By the end of her statement, she had her fingers wrapped around a super-sensitized nipple, and she squeezed.
Shit, oh shit.
Misty gasped, her hands reaching up to her chest.
I understand. Anyway, I'm thinking it might be more fun to play with him when you're there than with just him alone.
She gasped. Abby released the pressure, and then leaned over and kissed the poor abused nub.
You bet your ass it will be. No warning for Krista?
Misty asked, accusingly.
I trust her to play by the rules,
Abby said.
She's not the cock slut that you are.
Yes, I am,
Krista interrupted, annoyed.
I can be just as big a cock slut as her.
Okay, okay,
Abby acceded, holding her hands up.
My best friends are all cock sluts for my husband's meat. Not Donna,
Misty teased, with a laugh.
Like that would ever happen.
Abby laughed, joined by Krista. I watched the girls get dressed slowly, and depart for home. I managed to get a nice kiss from each one as they slipped out the door. Poor, worn-out Misty still managed to reach down and give my worn-out cock a squeeze. I took my wife by the waist and lead her back into the house.
That was quite a nice unexpected offer,
I told her.
Purely selfish,
she told me.
You got a thing for them?
I asked, curious.
No, you ninny! Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
Do you know anybody who would let their husband fuck their best friends, especially friends that look like those two?
She asked me, sitting down on the bed.
Are you kidding?
Of course not.
Do you understand now that there is nothing, sexually, I won't do for you? Tie me up. Fuck me hard. Fill every hole. Share me. Use me on demand. I can be your number one cock slut, and the queen of your harem. She told me. Then she leaned over and took my cock in her mouth, sucking me for just a moment. I understand, I said, and I was starting to. I'm also the mother of your only child, who you are utterly devoted to, she added. Yes, you are, I said. Knowing all that, and knowing I can continue to bring those girls to your bed, and more if you tire of them, is there any chance at all you would ever leave me, even if I did do something stupid like I did the other night? Her hand was playing with me, slowly bringing me back to life, which I honestly didn't think was possible. Never, I told her. Exactly. You may own me now, but I own you. She gave me a push back into the bed. Now lay down, relax, and enjoy remembering in detail all the wild things you just were a part of, and I'll suck you to sleep, my stallion. And she slipped under the covers, and gave me the sweetest, easiest blowjob, just pure pleasure, without any pressure to complete the act. So are you now my cock slut too? I asked her lazily. She pulled away for a second. Silly boy, I've always been your cock slut. I just don't think we ever let each other know it until recently. She went back to sucking me to sleep. It was nice. I could get used to something like that. Chapter 10. Up and at M, Lazybones, I heard through the mist of my morning days. I stretched languidly, then opened my eyes. My lovely bride of 12 years was tugging on the covers. Come on, I want to make the bed. I reached for her wrist and tried to tug her into the bed. Oh no, you don't! If I get in there, we'll waste half the morning, and we've both got things that have to get done. She laughed, pounding me with one of the throw pillows. Your shower is running, now get out of there. I stumbled to the bathroom, my half-grown morning wood in hand, looking to empty an overfilled bladder. God, I'm sore. I moaned, the meat in my hand feeling like it had been through the wringer. Serves you right, screwing those nasty little sluts, and leaving your poor wife to fend for herself. She called back from the bedroom. I wasn't going to say a word. Any response would only get me in hot water. And the only hot water I wanted was coming out of the showerhead. I cleaned up, and looked for Abby. Found her in the kitchen, getting ready to head out the door. I'm going shopping. The cupboards are bare. Then I'm going to hit the gym. You should try to see if you can get your day cleared for this afternoon, she mentioned casually. This afternoon? I answered curious. I'm meeting Krista for a late lunch. If she's up to it, I might bring her back for dessert. With the incentive I had been given, I hurried to my home office. I tore into my workload like a madman, intent on completing the entire day's work before 1 p.m. Somewhere around 2 o'clock I heard the door open downstairs and the silver lilt of laughter rising up. I couldn't help but smile. I hadn't quite finished everything, but I was done for the day. I set my email to an away message. I changed my phone answering message as well. Then I shut down the system, and headed downstairs. I was sporting an erection before I made it to the bottom step. All caught up, dear? My dear wife Abby asked. Your timing is perfect, I just closed everything up. Great! Then what do you say we take this pretty girl Krista back into our bedroom and see if we can't think of some way to pass the time? She replied with a wicked smile. Krista looked like a deer caught in the headlights. Her eyes were as big as saucers. I was almost as surprised. I figured we all knew where this was headed, but to have it put so bluntly was a little out of character for Abby, and I think it was a wake-up call for Krista and me. Abby and I stripped the surprised little blonde naked within seconds. I picked her up in my arms and carried her back to the bedroom, while Abby rushed ahead of me and pulled down the sheets. There were no preliminaries this time. I just threw her down, spread her legs, and fucked her hard. At my wife's urging, I rolled over, pulling her atop me. With her sweet little butt exposed, Abby retrieved some toys from the bedstand and went to work. Abby! What are you doing? Krista asked as if she didn't know. My wife was lubing up her ass and was using a small vibrator to open her up a bit. Krista looked me in the eye and smiled, then I saw her eyes go wide for a second and she held still moaning. That's a good start, Abby said. It's an inch and a half across. You get used to that one, and we can give you the 2-incher. God, it feels weird, Krista told her. It feels like I have to go to the bathroom. You'll get used to it, Abby told her, wandering off to the bathroom. Now that we're working on one of your hang-ups, let's start on another. What hang-up? Krista asked warily. First is your anal reticence, second is your oral inexperience,
Abby answered, returning with a moist face cloth. She went behind Krista and checked on her work. Content with that, she encouraged my partner to get up. Krista sat back gingerly, already glowing.
I started to get up, but Abby pushed me back down, allowing me to prop a couple of pillows behind my head. I looked down to where she was using the washcloth to clean me up.
Before you leave here today, you're going to learn to suck cock like you mean it, and not that crap you pulled last night,
Abby told the observant Krista.
Krista stayed quiet.
So, we're going to play a little game.
We're going to play.
Do as I do?
I don't think I need to explain the directions, do I?
Abby asked her best friend.
Krista just shook her head no.
Abby stretched out across the bed at an angle. Her breasts were resting on my thigh, and she was perched with easy access to everything.
Get comfy, she told the pretty MILF. We're going to be here a while.
Krista obediently snuggled in, taking up a position the mirror image of Abby's. I was already so hard it hurt, just looking at those two faces down by my throbbing cock. Abby gave me a little kiss on the thigh, a couple of inches away from my cock, and Krista followed suit. Another kiss a little closer, with Krista copying her every move, then a flick of the tongue, just barely touching me. Suddenly she stopped.
There's something here I've just got to take care of.
After a burst of activity, a bunch of running around, and the strategic placement of several towels and a bowl of hot water, Abby was back between my legs, this time with scissors and a razor in hand. I'd be lying if I didn't confess to being just a little nervous. She started in, then paused again, and passed the scissors to Krista.
I think I'll let you have the honors here,
Abby told her. Krista took the tool in hand, and carefully sheared me of most of my pubic hair. Abby helped, holding my erection out of the way, using a small comb to clear out most of the stray hairs, and occasionally wiping me down. After just a couple of minutes, I already looked kind of weird, with this little short fuzz all around my cock.
That's a good start, Abby said. Don't you think?
Much better already, Krista replied.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
I thought it was time to get back to lessons, but it showed how little I knew. That was just the first pass. They lathered me up again, shaving me easier this time with a new blade. I reached down and felt that I was as smooth as a baby's bottom. Then Abby washed me down and applied some lotion. I was worried for a second she was going to give me a dose of aftershave down there. Abby leaned over and rubbed her face against my cock.
Oh, that's so nice, she moaned.
She moved out of the way. Krista copied her actions and smiled.
It makes me want to suck him, she said softly.
The girls ganged up on me some more, taking my edge shaving gel and working up a lather, a little bit at a time. They worked their way slowly from the outside in, shaving me completely bare. They worked top down, and once they were parallel with my cock, they carefully shaved from the outside in. I had to spread my legs wide for them, and I tensed up quite a bit, getting teased for it, when they lifted my swollen balls and shaved them as well. Handling my cock like a tree branch that was in the way, they pushed and pulled and leaned it from one side to the other, as their razor slowly started around the base and worked its way up. It had taken a while, but they finally leaned back and looked upon their handiwork with a smile.
That's better, Abby said. He looks even bigger,
Krista whispered. The girls left me there and cleaned up after their activities. I heard them whispering to each other, giggling again. Then they were standing at the foot of the bed, dressing.
We have an errand we have to run, Abby explained. Now?
I cried, looking down at my aching hard-on.
Ah, poor baby, Abby said. Tell you what.
She held out her hand to Krista, stopping her with just her panties on.
Promise me you'll be quick about it, and you can use up that one on our little friend here.
Hey, Krista yelped.
Don't I get a say in any of this?
Nope.
You understood. Once you entered this bedroom, I get to decide what you will and won't do with my husband. Didn't we agree?
Okay, she said with just a bit of a pout.
But someday I'm going to get my turn.
Yes, you will, and I'm looking forward to it.
Abby laughed. A few moments later I had Krista on her knees in front of me, and I was plowing her sweet little twat for all I was worth. I could now see the butt plug that Abby had used on her, and I got a little fun out of playing with it, tugging it until it was almost out, then easing it back in. She moaned delightfully. A couple of times I pulled it too far, and had to slow down and cram it back up inside her. But that wasn't such an awful chore. Abby helped me lube it up the second time, and it eased in like butter.
Making progress. I fucked her hard and fast, and combined with playing with her butt toy, and Abby's hands urging me on, I managed to squeeze one off in just a couple of minutes, feeling bad that I hadn't gotten Krista off.
Oh, don't worry, she'll get hers, Abby assured me.
The girls got dressed and headed out the door, while I fell back, well pleased with myself, and napped. The rumble of voices woke me up, and I peeked down to see the top of the girls' heads above the chest at the foot of the bed. Abby had taken the spare blankets and pillows out of the chest, and they were tossed to the side. I scooted up on the bed to get a better view, and caught their attention. Abby looked at me from around the end of the lid.
Oops, didn't mean to wake you up yet.
I actually had a fun idea for that, she told me. You look so cute there, your wee-wee's so innocent and harmless, Krista teased.
My wee-wee?
They both giggled.
Just hold your horses a sec, Abby told me. And we'll be right with you, okay?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere, I told her.
Except maybe to take a leak.
Why don't you take a shower?
We'll be a few minutes longer,
Abby suggested. I didn't mind feeling fresh and clean for whatever they had in mind, so I started up the shower, took my leak, and stepped under the water to freshen up. I wasn't overly surprised when Krista joined me a minute later. We have one of those high-tech open showers, huge, with a single large translucent glass wall opposite the shower heads. Short L-shaped sides do a remarkably good job of stopping the water from getting all over the bathroom. There was a bench along the one solid wall, with recessed openings for storage. It had two overhead spray heads, and six wall-mounted spray heads. One simple controller on the wall allowed you to select from about a dozen standard configurations. If you hadn't figured it out by now, I'm a tech head, and loved all the devices I had access to through my business. I worked with hundreds of high-tech companies, and was often able to finagle some of the newest wares.
No funny business, she said. I need to clean up as well. I'll be happy to scrub you down,
I told her, letting my hands wander already.
Alex, if you don't mind, she said almost hesitantly. I'd like just a little privacy in a second.
Privacy?
Like there's any part of you that I'm not intimately aware of, or soon will be,
I asked, almost laughing.
Please, even now, it's really hard for me, she said, blushing.
I was still wondering what she was talking about when Abby entered the shower, which no longer seemed as huge as it used to. She was holding what looked like a large hot water bottle in her hand, with a long tube attached. Suddenly, Krista wasn't the only one blushing. I thought I was a man of the world, but this was new to me.
Abby smirked. You gonna help us? Maybe join us?
I think I'll wait in the bedroom, I said, sliding out and drying off. Looking back, I could see what looked like Krista laying down on the bench with Abby huddled over her. I had mixed feelings. I was curious, but also a little squeamish. I let Krista's preference for privacy guide me, and left them alone. How did my darling wife know all about this stuff? Who was this wild woman? It took several, long, rife with anticipation, minutes for them to show up again, wrapped in robes, which seemed such a shame. Abby quickly looked at the chest at the foot of the bed.
You didn't get into anything while we were busy, did you?
No, I told her patiently.
I've just been waiting for you two lovely ladies. Good things come to he who waits, Krista said with a smile. Good boys come too,
Abby laughed. She bounced across the bed and pulled out a bag from the day's shopping adventure.
Play things for today, she said with a smile.
Then she was shedding her robe.
Krista?
She asked her friend with a smile, nodding toward the bed. Krista slipped her robe off and climbed into the center of the bed.
Why don't you two warm up? Abby told us, while I get a couple of things ready.
I could hear her tearing at packaging, and her request was good enough for me. I took the lovely, naked Krista in my arms and pulled her close. I felt her soft body press the length of mine. I kissed her softly, then nuzzled her neck, nibbled her ear.
Are we going to have some fun?
I asked her, teasing.
Your wife is a mad woman, she said. But I think we're both going to enjoy this.
Then my lips were on hers, and I was kissing her for all I was worth. That kiss lasted an eternity, and I only stopped when Abby pulled me off of her.
Wow. Looks like you're up for some action, she teased.
Then she was guiding Krista onto her stomach.
I'll give you the honors, Abby said to me, then she passed me a mahogany box.
I placed the box on Krista's rear, using her as a table. It was like a wooden version of those boxes that a dozen long-stem roses come in. Engraved in the lid was the word,
Connoisseur.
I opened the box and the lid, which was about 2 inches deep, opened 180 degrees, the whole product lying flat, covering her butt and the small of her back.
"Damn," was all I could say. The bottom of the box contained 10 devices for anal play, each in its own fitted compartment, and labeled with a small brass-plated plaque. They ranged from a slender anal probe, through a series of ever-larger standard butt plugs, to some really unusual designs. One was clear glass, and one was mostly chrome, with a short rubber shaft attaching the plug to the base. Another had batteries next to it. The top had several more items, a series of clear balls on a string, in three separate sizes. There were two rods, labeled 7-inch and 9, with a series of jelly bulbs every 2 inches or so. Finally, there was a largish butt plug with what looked like a ponytail attached. I selected the second in the anal trainer series and showed it to Abby, who nodded her approval. Then she passed me a pump bottle labeled liquid silk. I pumped a dollop of lube into my hand and started playing with Krista's forbidden back entrance, while Abby put away the toy box. I shuddered to think how much money she had probably spent today.
"Be gentle there," Abby warned. "It's already seen more action than usual."
I was being gentle, and heard no complaints from Krista as I slowly opened her up, taking a couple of minutes to get one lubed finger, then two, inside of her. That seemed enough to try for the plug, and after smearing the thick lube onto the 1.5-inch plug, I was surprised how easily it slid into her. Then I massaged her ass cheeks, and watched it settle into place. The base was almost diamond-shaped, the long ways lining up with her ass crevice. With the butt plug firmly in place, I tugged at it a little to see how easily it would come out. It wasn't there to stay, unless you really wanted it out. Krista rolled onto her side, and smiled at me. I never thought that could be so wild and sexy, but it was great. Then she turned to Abby. "And you're right, I'm a lot less self-conscious now.
Your turn?
Will save me for another time," she said. "I think it's time to play with Alex." Sweeter words I never heard. I adjusted my position in the bed, still stretched out, but with a couple of pillows behind my head so I could see a little of what was going on. Krista retrieved a bunch of small colored bottles and held them out to Abby.
"Which?
You choose. Anything but mint's all right by me."
"Ah, I like mint," Krista groused.
"Then use that when you're on your own. For now, choose cherry or raspberry." Krista selected one, and then when she squirted a little on the head of my cock, I could see the bottle label.
"Good head."
That boded well. The stuff was pretty thick, and she slowly rubbed it all over my cock, then bent over and tasted it.
Nice, she exclaimed.
Abby wasn't about to be left out. She gave me a small lick as well.
Oh.
She was right, this isn't bad at all. That was the beginning of the most prolonged blowjob of my life. Those two women licked and sucked and stroked me endlessly. Throughout the whole procedure, they continued to play the game of do as I do, with Krista matching every action of Abby's. I noticed Krista was still sticking to the blowjob novice act, as she gagged occasionally, sometimes hesitated, and often looked clumsier than I knew she was. They moved around trying different positions, seeing how far they could take me without gagging, making almost a game of it. Through trial and error, they found that by laying almost in 69, their asses beside my head, their faces at my crotch, they could take me deeper than ever before. Coincidentally, it gave me pretty good access to the space between their legs. I let my hands wander.
"I think it feels just a little bit numb in the back of my throat," Abby said at one point.
"Put a little more lube just on the head, and see what happens," Krista suggested.
"Cherry this time?"
"Okay, by me," Krista agreed. Abby squeezed out a little more lube and rubbed it on my cock head, then slowly pushed her face onto my cock. It was wild to watch. She was laying beside me, with her feet pressed against the headboard. Looking back, I could see her pushing with her toes, and shoving her whole body downward. She managed to take me a ways into her throat after a few tries. She proceeded very slowly, and then she carefully rocked back and forth, fucking the opening of her throat with my cock.
"Wow, I can definitely feel the difference with that stuff. I only get a little tickle pulling it out, and it goes in real easy,"
Abby told her partner in crime.
"Your turn."
Krista added a few more drops, rubbing them over the head, and took my cock deep. I felt her rubbing the head all around the back of her mouth, at the entrance to her throat, before she did similarly, easing me into her throat. Abby encouraged her, and when Krista slid my cock out of her mouth, she said,
"Look at us, we're halfway there. With a little practice, I bet we can take the whole thing." Krista looked concerned. I don't know, there's still like 3 inches to go, that's a lot of cock to swallow. I almost wish Misty was here, I couldn't believe how easily she took him.
Abby said, stroking my cock while they talked.
Fuck her, Krista said almost angrily. I don't want her here if she's in bed with us, I can't help wondering if we're screwing half of Plano. God only knows who she's been with.
You really think she does that behind Paul's back? Abby asked, sucking my cock for a few wonderful seconds.
What do you think?
Krista asked, taking the past rod and matching the actions.
I think she's more talk than action, Abby said. What do you think, Alex? Would you want her here now?
Nope.
I told her honestly, though I barely had any breath to answer.
I have no desire whatsoever to be distracted from you two. As long as you two are here, I say let her go find something else to work on.
Abby smiled at me.
Good answer.
Then as a sort of reward, she tried the deep throat thing again, taking almost a full minute of fucking my cock with her throat. I could feel the change as I eased in further. It was still almost agony. She was so slow and deliberate. As she took it out, gasping, she turned to Krista.
How much left that time? She asked.
Not much more than an inch or so,
Krista told her, looking a little worried as she lined herself up to try the same. Abby watched Krista take most of me, then asked,
You're serious about Misty? You really don't want her in here with us?
I was almost getting dizzy from the sensation. I think there was a little desensitizer in the lube, and I felt hard as a rock. I was enjoying every moment of their play, but felt no compulsion to come.
It was kind of fun to fuck her brains out last night, I admitted, but I can think of plenty of other people I'd invite here before her. For one, I don't know if she has the good sense to shut up about the whole thing.
That's probably true, Abby admitted.
She watched Krista.
That's it, baby, you're almost there.
I felt Krista push, and my cock started to bend a bit. She pulled her face quickly off my cock, coughing and gagging. She turned to the side, saliva dripping from her face, and reached for a moist face cloth lying there and wiped her mouth.
Shit. I thought I almost had him.
Krista gasped.
No need to rush it, I told her. You've made incredible progress.
Hell yeah.
Abby cried, sitting up and putting her hand up for a high five. Krista obliged her.
Within a couple of weeks, I bet he'll be fucking our faces.
Every time she said something like that, my cock reacted. This time she noticed.
Oh. I see you like that idea, fucking our faces,
she said, saying to Krista.
Did you see how he twitched, and how his cock swelled? Actually, it was the comment a couple of weeks that got me,
I confessed.
I thought this might be a one-time thing at first.
Fuck no,
Krista almost shouted, then quieted a bit.
At least I hope not. Now why would I buy all those naughty little toys for her, if I didn't think we'd be using them all, eventually?
Abby asked.
I just didn't know, I said. Are you having fun? Are you kidding?
Asked the barometer,
I said, nodding to the rod in her hand.
Me too. More than I ever thought I would. More than I ever dreamed. I think I could get used to sharing you with Krista. I gotta admit, I got a little jealous last night when you were pounding Misty, but when you do anything with this one.
She nodded to her friend.
I just can't help but smile.
Krista sat up a bit, placing her hand over Abby's, stroking me with her. She looked at Abby.
That's so sweet, thank you.
Then she leaned forward and tentatively kissed my wife on the lips. Abby returned the kiss for a few seconds, slowly easing back.
God, I could feel my nipples hardening when you did that.
The moment was charged, then Abby leaned forward.
Let's lick him together.
They both lowered their face to my cock, and slowly started licking every inch of my cock, at the same time. Their tongues collided repeatedly, and then they were fighting over the head, sucking just a little, then sliding away while the other one claimed the purple helmet. I watched, breathing hard, as their lips met surrounding my cock head, then above my cock. They were kissing passionately now. It got wilder. They pulled apart, Abby sucked me deep, then pulled Krista's face down onto my cock, while she nibbled her ear and neck. Krista pulled off, passing my rod back to Abby, and while Abby went down on me, Krista leaned further over my body, kissing Abby's shoulder, stroking her back, running her hand down to her butt. An hour of cock-sucking hadn't done as much to make me come as the last few minutes had. Abby moaned while she sucked me, enjoying the attention. Then she pulled off, and turned sideways. She pulled Krista's face up to hers and they kissed again, passionately. Abby turned almost onto her back,
and Krista's hands moved to my wife's breast while they kissed.
Abby pulled away.
"Finish him," she whispered to her friend, guiding her back to the original object of their attention.
"Take him deep."
Krista scooted back to her original position and looked back at me with a mischievous smile.
"You're going to come for me, aren't you?" she asked.
"Let me feel your cum in my mouth." I grunted and nodded vigorously. She slipped my cock back into her mouth and worked it back into her throat. While she played with my balls and swallowed my cock, Abby got up and climbed onto the bed beside Krista. I watched in delight as she rubbed, touched, kissed, and licked every part of the woman that was sucking her husband's cock. She started at her neck and shoulders, and when I could see her right next to me, playing with Krista's ass, teasing that butt plug, and then reaching down below it and touching her swollen pink pussy, I groaned in anticipation of my coming release.
"God, I'm going to come," I moaned, thrusting with my hips.
I only then realized she had taken me to the root.
"Oh, F-U-C-K!"
I cried, and she pulled back quickly and stroked my cock as I exploded into her mouth. The extended attention had produced wonders, and I seemed to come endlessly, until she pulled her face off my cock, and the last few streams splattered her face. Abby had moved right away and was kneeling between my legs, watching Krista take the deluge. When I was spraying Krista's face, Abby finally got more involved and took my cock in her own mouth, capturing the last little bit. Krista coughed and spit up a splash of white. She gasped.
"I tried, but it was too much to take. He filled my mouth completely," she said.
I tried. She was turned so she was perpendicular to me, and I could see her face was a mess. Abby took one of the face cloths and gently wiped her clean, then cleaned up my lap, which was quite a mess as well.
"I know," she said softly. "We teased him for too long."
Then she was kissing her friend's face, softly kissing her lips, her tongue reaching out and tasting me on her best friend's lips.
"That was really incredible for one of your first times."
"I hate to leave," Krista said, looking over at the clock. "But the kids are home by now, and I really should be going."
"I know. Ours will be here in half an hour, after practice," Abby told her. "Next Tuesday we'll start earlier.
Lay down now," she told her friend. Then she directed her words to me.
"Help her with that thing in her butt."
I reached down, rubbing the beautiful blonde Philatrix's ass, then starting pulling slowly but firmly at the base.
"Oh, that feels odd,"
she gasped, and I watched in delight as her little ass opening spread, showing more and more of the plug, until it finally opened enough. The rubbery toy eased out quickly then, and her butt slowly closed. Abby had a different one ready. This one didn't come from the box. It was red in color, more tapered, but about the same width.
"Use this for a while each morning,"
she told her, passing her the plug and a bottle of liquid silk. Then they hugged for a bit, got up and started getting dressed. It's hard to believe how lucky one guy can be. Now about Donna. This story is continued in the next part. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. We offer a free erotica podcast and a premium patron taboo podcast that contains more intensely sexual themes. You can support the Erotica Podcast on Patreon to make requests for subjects. Thank you for listening.